Point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in conformance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. There is a 30-second delay between what occurs live in this room and what is broadcast on the internet. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application to describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. Because there is a 30-second delay, we will pause the hearing to allow the internet broadcast to catch up for people watching online and wanting to participate by phone if there are any online at that time. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask you to come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. And our first public hearing is subdivision 2021-20, lands of John J. Hampstead.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 5.034 acres plus or minus into five single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the west side of Chaser Lane, a private street off of Calhoun Road, which is Sussex County Route 621, approximately 1,100 feet north of Rust Road, which is Sussex County Route 635. The tax parcel IDs are District 130, Map 6, Parcel 82.04, and District 130, Map 6. Map 6, parcel 82.22. The zoning district is GR, General Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of the applicant's soil feasibility study. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a letter from the applicant requesting a waiver from the topographic contour requirements and from the forested buffer requirements. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
I'm John J. Hampstead. I'm your applicant.
Okay, Mr. Hampstead, you've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
I think it's fairly clear. The application is fairly clear.
Okay. All right, well, it
Say, for the record, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad for it today. My engineer called at the last minute, said, you're on, I'm out. I can't make it to them. So I'm a little flat-footed, and I'm not used to doing this, so I'll do the best I can.
That's okay. No, it's fine.
A little bit about the area.
Basically, it's off Calhoun Road there. It shows us five lots. One of the lots was developed previous, but it still shows us the residual. It does have a house on it, so it's only four actual vacant lots that we're requesting, just to be clear on that. It's open land. There's a buffer in the back of that property. There is a wood strip there. The rest of it is just open land.
Why don't you talk a little bit about, like, the lots that are around it, whether this will have any impact on those lots, too, just so we know sort of what's going on?
Well, there's no lots to one side, as it shows on the map there. It's just a field. There will be two houses that would back to the adjacent development there, but there's a pretty good buffer there that exists. It may show on the other maps there. You can see there's a wood line there that's not to be disturbed. We're leaving that for a buffer.
And just Mr. Hopkins or Mr. Chairman, before, was there a waiver of anything on this one?
Correct. So there's two, Mr. Chairman. There's a request from the topographic contour requirement, and the second is a request for a waiver from the forested buffer requirement.
Okay.
How about the road requirements?
That I didn't say. Actually, put a copy of the letter on the screen. But that being said, if not waived, they would have to meet all the required standards, including 24 feet curb face to curb face, along with all the surfacing and design standards, unless it were waived. So.
Yeah, I thought he had requested that, so I began a little bit.
So are you now?
Oh, yeah, and so.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
My apologies, and a waiver from the county street construction requirement due to the minimal number and size of the lot. So there was a third waiver. My apologies. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So the driveway that goes in there now, it looked like it's being kept up pretty nice.
Yeah, I do all the maintenance on it.
Okay, that's your drive.
Yes, I own all the properties there, and I do all the maintenance on that.
Oh, okay. So you own all of those, and you rent them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's good. I thought that I was pretty impressed with the driveway.
Thank you.
I don't think I have any other questions.
Will you have any agreement in place as to who is going to take care of the roadways should you decide not to do it anymore? So.
Well, if I don't do it anymore, obviously it'd be something that would be sold, I guess, at that point. But ours is an agreement. Because I own all the lots, I have signed agreements to maintain that property. And
okay. That's one of the things that we request, just so that, sure, you know, 30 years down the road, somebody's not saying there's holes in my road, who's supposed to fix it?
Yeah, that has to transfer with the deeds there, should transfer through.
Do you think subdividing this property is going to affect the schools, local traffic?
There's one entrance to it. As far as the schools, I don't know how to answer that, honestly.
Five houses. So yeah. Just tell me what you think. That's all. This is for the record.
Yeah. As far as the schools go, I mean, there's children there now. They go to school from there, and I assume the new ones will do as well. But it's impacting the school. I don't know if I could answer that intelligently enough.
Okay. Will it affect the waterways or the groundwater in any way that you think?
We have extremely large. There are lots on average on this stuff. These are slightly smaller, but if you average the entire street there, they're all an acre or more on all of them, so we have a lot of areas for runoff. And
okay, those are all my questions. Thank you.
I don't have any. Thank you.
Nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, and septic on these lots? Right?
Yes, sir. Okay. That's it. That is in the application. Shows right. All the site work was done for the
right. So feasibility done.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to get it on the record.
Okay.
All right. Counselor, anything?
None for me.
Staff?
Don't put me thinking.
Nothing else. Okay. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-20, lands of John J. Hampstead? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2021-20? All right, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-20, lands of John J. Hampstead?
If there's anyone on the line that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have one person on the line for speaking.
Okay.
Caller, your line has been released. Please state your name and address.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm in play with Sussex County, just passing the line.
Thank you, Ashley. We hear you loud and clear. We're glad to know the system's up and working this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Operator, is anyone else standing by? All right, we thank you, sir. Is there anyone else on the commission with any questions? Any further questions, comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. You invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. All right, our next three items are all relate to the same applicant, and I believe the applicant is represented by Mr. Hutt. Mr. Hutt, is it your desire to have these, your presentations consolidated this evening?
Yes,